Shavua Tov Mevarach, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 2 of Bava Metzia, Mishnah Dolet, talking about finding and returning lost items. Motza Bechanut, you found something, like money on the floor, in a store. It's a place where people are coming and going. Hare Elu Shalo, it is finders keepers. The assumption is, as we mentioned in the first mission in this parak, people check their pockets and their wallets fairly frequently. If they dropped their coins, they're going to know about it, have yeyush, they gave up because they know they were in the store, they were in the public street, they dropped it in a public area, so they gave up hope of getting it back. What about Beina Teva Lechvilen Hanvoni Shel Hevoni? But if you find coins between the table and the storekeeper, that belongs to the storekeeper. This is already kind of, that's where the cash register is, that's where the table is, where the shopkeeper sits. So if you found something there, money, chances are it fell out of the shopkeeper after he got paid by someone. Lifnei shulchani hare elu shelo. If you find coins in front of a money changer, they belong to the one who found them. The money changer is sitting at a table, and people are coming and getting change. And this was common in Yerushalayim when people are ole regel. God willing, we'll see it very soon in just a few weeks. People would come with their dollars and their pesos and their rubles and everything else, and they would change them for shekels to buy karbanot, to bring the offerings in the temple, or to get their hatzi shekel to donate for the temple every year. So there were a lot of money changers in foreign currency exchange. So if you found money in front of the table where everyone's waiting in line to change their money, well, somebody dropped it there, and again, as a public area, there's yeish. They gave up because there's no simon on the money, so you could keep it. But bein kisei l'shulchane, hare elu l'shulchane. If it's between the chair where the money changer sits and, you know, behind the table, basically, behind the counter, that belongs to the money changer. He had already taken it from someone and given them change. The mission goes on. Okeach peirot mechaveiro. Somebody gets produce. He buys produce from his friend. Osha sholach lo chaveiro peirot. His friend sends him some produce as a gift. Motav and mayot. He finds some money, some coins in with that fruit. Hara elu shalo. You could keep them because really this guy's probably a merchant. The Gemara says he is a merchant. He got coins. He got paid, and we don't know who they are. They don't have a simon. He might have gotten them from any one of the customers. So they're in there with the produce. There's yeyush. The customer who lost the coins gave up already. You could keep it. Im hayut sururin. If they're tied in a bundle, like there's a specific number of coins, a specific way they're tied up, no telemachris. You can take them and announce that you've found coins, and the person will provide a simon of exactly how many they are, how they're tied up, etc., to get them back. Now on to Mishnah 5. Mishnah 5, we actually become Darshanim. We're going to examine the Pasuk. This is in Devarim chapter 22. And our sages actually analyze this Pasuk because it says, you know, you got to return objects like the ox, the sheep, the donkey, the garments, and any lost object. So they say, well, af simla haita b'klal kol eleh. Say a simla, a garment, that's in the klal, in the general category of all the objects. So lama yatzat, so why does it go out? Meaning, why does the Torah specify the word simla in with the other lost objects, and then say, yes, lost objects generally you have to return. L'hakish aleha, to make a hekish, a legal comparison, that all lost objects have to be like a simla. Lomar lach, the Torah is teaching you, ma simla miyuchedet, a garment is distinct, it's unique. Back then, garments weren't mass-produced in China, they were handmade, and each one could have, you know, slight deviations. Sheyesh bo simanim, yesh lo tovim. Really, they're unique because they have simanim. There's a simon, there's a distinctive mark, a distinctive uniqueness to each garment, and they have a toveya. Tovim is claimants. People want their garment back. They want their jacket back. They're used to it. Af kol devar sheyesh bo simanim, v'yesh bo tovim, hayav l'hachri. So to any item, not just a simla, that has a simon, it has something distinctive about it, and we mentioned even a stack of coins, the certain number and the location could be a simon in certain circumstances, and there's a toveya, somebody's claiming it, people didn't just give up. Again, we've mentioned if someone drops their coins in the middle of the public highway, they're going to give up, but in situations where they wouldn't give up, there'd be toveya still. Hayav l'hachriz, the finder must announce and try to return them to the rightful owner. Shar kochachem, shavua tov.